You are listening to Robert and Rachel Zink, Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coaches. The following is the audio from a recent YouTube video. Check out Law of Attraction Solutions on YouTube for the visual content to this audio. Keep soaring high.
The Miraculous Power of Prayer. How to pray and how to bring in miracles into your life that are unexplainable. But you know, because you prayed. Hello, everyone. Robert Zink, Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach. And today, we are, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. We love helping people all over the world with their dreams and their goals. It's just such a satisfying feeling. I mean, I don't know how to explain it. Rachel and I read our email together every morning, and these letters that you send us, they inspire us. And they fill us with passion and joy for what we're doing. I don't have a script here today, so I'm going to talk to you about the incredible power of prayer and how to bring miracles into your life. But first, I kind of want to go back many years to when I was 15, 16, 17 years of age, and I lived with my grandma part of the time. And she was very close friends with an elderly couple, and they used to stay with us for a couple weeks at a time. They were a deeply spiritual couple, and they prayed all the time. And though they were in their 80s, when they went for a walk after dinner, they always held hands. They were as much in love in their 80s as they were in their 20s. It was just amazing. We called this elder gentleman Uncle Mac, and he, for all practical purposes, played a significant role in my life. I mean, he really affected me with how he lived his life. You see, years earlier, his wife had a massive heart attack. And they didn't give her but a few hours of survival. And Uncle Mac, who was a deeply spiritual individual, got down on his knees in the hospital at the side of her bed. And he held her hand. Of course, she was completely out, tubes running every which way. He held her hand. That was about 7 o'clock at night. And he began accepting and thanking God for the wonderful miracle that God is performing in his life and the life of his wife. He filled himself with incredible gratitude for all the wonderful years of love and passion that they've had together. And of course, he was crying the whole time. Here was the love of his life about to leave this world. And on his knees, holding her hand, he was giving thanks and praise to the Lord of the universe, to the infinite, to the spirit, to God. You know, he wasn't simply asking for something. He was praising something. He was thanking God for already manifesting it. And in that process, because he was on his knees from about 7 o'clock in the evening until all the way the next morning. He never got off his knees once. In that process, he said to God, "You know, my wife and I have talked about selling everything we have, donating it to the poor, and spending our life living with other people for a week at a time here, a week at a time there, and talking about your miraculous wonders. But we've put it off. We're not putting it off anymore. This is how we will live the rest of our life." So he had his head down, and he kept in that state of gratitude, that state of prayer, that state of incredible certainty. It was almost beyond believing. It was absolute certainty. Now remember, the doctors only gave her a few hours at most. At about 7 or 8 o'clock the next morning, his head was down like this, and she lifted up her arm, as weak as it was, and began tapping him on the head. And he put his head up, and she said, "Mac, I'm hungry for some ice cream." I mean, I wasn't there, but I can only imagine. He had tears and laughter and joy wrapped up in his body and running down his face, filling his energy system. Every part of him, his energy field, his heart, his muscles, his neurons, his brain, every part of him was giving glory to an incredible creator, an incredible force that we call God. The doctors came in, and they actually had to help him up from his knees. Remember, this man was in his late 70s, perhaps even early 80s. They had to help him up because he had been there all night. He never rose from his knees once. And they began examining her. And she had a strong heart. Boom, 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 boom. Anyway, long story short, they sold their house, gave all the money to the poor, to various charities. They sold all of their belongings, gave it all away. They sold their car, gave it all away. And they spent the rest of their life loving each other and spending periods of time at different people's homes talking about the miraculous power of God. High flyers, sometimes I think that we don't pray correctly. We bow our heads and we go, "Please help me, please help me, please help me. I want, I want, I want. I need, I need, I need. I can't live without, I can't live without." And that's not how we pray. When you pray, when you connect with infinite source energy, when you open up your heart to the Creator, you pray as if it has already happened. As if it has already manifested. You know, there's a story in the Bible, in the New Testament, where Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. Had to be a dramatic scene. I've often pictured what it must have been like to actually be there. He didn't put up his arms and say, "Lazarus, I want you to come forth." He didn't put up his arms and say, "God, please help me raise Lazarus." he put up his arms and he said, "So that they may see and believe." And then he commanded, "Lazarus, come forth." And of course, Lazarus came out of that cave, out of that tomb. You see, we must operate from a position of absolute certainty, because everything that you know about God, everything that you believe about the universe, the infinite power of light, whatever or however you conceive of the Creator, it's within you. It's not out there only. It's within you. And you have the incredible power to release that energy, to heal other people, to bring goodness to your family and your friends and your community, to bring spiritual healing to a world that I believe sadly needs it. I honestly believe that. But in addition to that, in addition to all of that, you have the power to create miracles in your own life. To have the love that you crave. To have a relationship like you've never had before. To make the kind of money and attract the kind of abundance that you really deserve. So, as you meditate and connect with source energy, connect with the Creator, let's not get ourselves into this place of wanting and hoping. I'm hoping and I'm wanting. Let's get ourselves into this state of knowing and trusting and believing beyond anything we've ever believed before. You have a miracle today because you absolutely deserve it.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.